Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors, aging but not growing old. And now, from the Suburban Home Care Studios, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and Aging Info Radio has a new home here on 560 WIND. We've been in the Chicago market for the last year, and you can also follow on our website at Aging Info Radio. We are very excited about our new home and that you are listening. It's 6 a.m., so rise and shine to seize the day and tune in to Aging Info Radio every Saturday morning on AM 560 WIND. Weekly, I will have a guest or a guest on to discuss the many topics that move us all forward on our aging journey, such as aging in place, healthy aging, not aging, boomer and senior lifestyles, retirement living, wealth at retirement, elder law. We'll also have great authors on, and they'll all be joining me weekly, as I hope you do. Yes, boomers and seniors are aging but not growing old, and here is an example of that. Let's go back to that popular TV show that aired from 1962 to 1971. It had about 20 million viewers every week, and you may remember, or you may have even viewed it and watched it, The Beverly Hillbillies. Well, you probably remember the feisty and fussy and energetic granny. She was Granny Daisy Moses, and she was portrayed as 62 years old on that show. Now, let's roll it forward four decades later to 2012. We have the beautiful and talented Goldie Hawn, who is 62 years old, or better said, she is 62 years young. Yes, we are aging, but we are not growing old. Granny was played by a woman by the name of Irene Ryan, and she was from the Greatest Generation, also known as the GI Generation, which was approximately 50 million people. And the Greatest Generation has always inspired me. They were the ones that fought in two world wars. They lived through the Great Depression. They were independent people. They were strong. They were hardworking, and they were astute savers. These were the people that they saved so much, it allowed them to form the companies in our country that provided future generations with lifestyles to them that was like the rich and famous. And then we move into the next generation, which is the silent generation of approximately 35 million people. And the bulk of those males in that generation fought in the Korean War. This generation was also known as the post-war, or in England, they actually named it the air raid generation, as children growing up in the crossfire of World War II. You know, I thought maybe the silent generation came about as they were busy creating the 78 million baby boomers. Now, the boomer generation is almost the size of the two previous generations combined. So if you were born between 1946 and 1964, you are a baby boomer. And yes, we have 10,000 boomers a day turning 65 for the next 19 years. As I've said for some time, we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami. Now, it is the boomers and possibly even the silent generation who's being called forth to care for aging loved ones. And most of those are likely from the Greatest Generation. In fact, the National Family of Caregivers Association states that we have 63 million caregivers in our country. Now, that does not include those that may be lending a helping hand here and there with household duties, grocery shopping, home maintenance, doctor's appointments, And with those caregiving duties, they become more and more frequent, of course, as time goes by. And then, of course, there's many, many dynamics that come into play with family starting to care for an aging loved one. And it is more frequently than not that this happens with a crisis. And in most families, someone has either been assigned or given that role as caregiver or future caregiver, or maybe even a sibling has volunteered to be the heroic caregiver. They take on the job willingly in the beginning, and years later, they feel resentful, anger, are angry. They also deal with more illnesses. They have sibling warfares because they are overwhelmed. Their spouse, their children, their careers, themselves, they've all put this on the back burner, being a caregiver. It is a fact that family caregivers are having shorter lives than the person they were caring for due to stress. As a golden rule for caregiver survival, do something for yourself daily so that you are able to do something for another. And that something may be hiring a professional caregiver. When is the right time? How do I discuss this topic before a crisis occurs? And what do I need to know before hiring a company? Well, my guest today is Jeanette Cesaretti, and she's here in the studio with me. And Jeanette is the Director of Operations from Suburban Home Care. Hello, Jeanette, and welcome to Aging Info Radio.
Good morning, Sue. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining me today, and I would like for you to tell us a little bit about your background and your role as the Director of Operations.
Well, in my role at Suburban Home Care, it's my responsibility to oversee all the general operations of the company. It is also one of the responsibilities that I take on is actually to speak to every single caller, every service inquiry that comes into the company. I believe in that hands-on customer service at Suburban Home Care. And as director, I would like to know all of our clients and find out exactly what's going on in their family, both with the loved one who needs the care and then the dynamics of the household and what their goals are for that loved one.
Well, that'll keep you busy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty thorough work when you get into families.
Yeah, and I also go to the assessments. I go to the home or to the facility where the loved one is to meet them and actually do the actual consultation and assessment myself in most cases.
Now, there are many companies out there that are providing in-home care. Mm-hmm. Tell me what sets Suburban Home Care apart from other home care companies.
Well, I think what sets us apart, besides that hands-on customer service that we just talked about, is the fact that we've been in existence since 1995. And for the better part before I came on to the company, they were taking care of vets from Heinz Hospital in Chicago out of the spinal cord injury division. And these are the quadriplegics and paraplegics. Unfortunately, are men and, you know, that have come back from service, and lost the use of limbs. And because of that high quality care that was needed, we were hiring mostly certified nursing assistants to offer that care. And I just felt that it was honestly something that every family could use. That we are dealing now at Suburban Home Care, and what makes us different is that we're dealing more with medical conditions, even though we're non-medical, than other agencies that I'm aware of. We handle cases from MS to diabetes to anyone who suffered a stroke, heart attack, has Parkinson's, those types of issues. We also handle companionship and, you know, and simple activities of daily living, but it's more related to medical condition.
Now, as far as getting into even bringing care into a home or starting to have those conversations, what are your suggestions as far as, you know, opening this conversation up to say, you know, if you're talking to your sibling, well, you know, we should really look at this. And I have that question on top of the question of, Do you find that a lot of children leave the aging loved one out of the conversation?
Yes. That is one of the first things I was going to talk about. So thank you. It's the fact that they need to start that conversation early on, and they don't, you don't want them to wait until they're in crisis mode. There are times when that will happen. We handle a lot of cases where someone has fallen, and that is usually when you become aware that the need is present. They then suffer a broken hip or an arm and then need a hip replacement or some type of orthopedic surgery, and they go into rehab. And then for maybe even a short time or long term, they are now realizing that that loved one is going to need help. When they return home, there are going to be activities of daily living and personal care that they will not be able to handle for themselves.
Well, don't go away. You're listening to Aging Info Radio on AM 560. When we get back, we're going to talk about caregiver guilt, and you do not want to miss what's next.
The latest traffic every 15 minutes from the Rabine Paving Traffic Center.
I'm Ken Griffin, taking a look at the roadways. Not too bad out there right now. The Edens, Kennedy all moving along swell. So is the Eisenhower. Stevenson looks good. Dan Ryan in and out. 15 minutes. 57 to Bishop Ford. The Lakeshore Drive all clear. So is the Elgin O'Hare. Tollways look to be in pretty good shape. Though the Jane Addams eastbound just before the Rango Toll Plaza. We do have an accident there. It's taken out the right-hand lane this morning. The rest of the tollways and roadways in northwest Indiana all look to be in pretty good shape so far. This report is brought to you by New York Life Insurance Company. Find out how a company that's been protecting families for 166 years can help you guarantee a comfortable retirement and secure your financial future. Learn more, visit newyorklife.com. WIND weather. Sunshine today with a high of 43, currently 38. Our next update coming up in 15 minutes on AM 560. WIND.
Today, Chicago officials are unveiling a new snow response website and also has a shovel sharing program.
Big John Howell, Amy Jacobson.
Are they also going to have a furniture exchange? So the people that want to put the old chairs out in front of their homes to save their parking places, you can exchange furniture with your neighbor?
I got a fish tank ready this year. I'm going to put it out there to mark my spot. I'm all ready to go.
And somebody ought to pick that up and hurl it through your front window.
Big John and Amy, mornings on AM 560 WIND.
Reverse to move forward. That doesn't sound right, does it? Well, it is. A reverse mortgage might be a way to move forward with your financial plan or need. This is Steve Gorman from MSI Reverse Mortgage. How can your home help ease your financial worries? There could be many advantages to a reverse mortgage, like being an alternative to selling your home in a bad market and making it possible to live a more financially secure life. It is easier than you might think. Why MSI? We're local. That's right, a local division of First State Bank, an Illinois bank established in 1940. We specialize in reverse mortgages, and we're your reverse mortgage lender of choice. Seniors and families, we're here for you. Is it a good option? Let's find out. Go to MSIReverse.com, MSIReverse.com, or call 855-901-3100, 855-901-3100.
Mortgage Services 3, LLC, a wholly owned subsidiary of First State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 172606.
You know, I am asked to speak for companies all the time, but I will only do those things when I find a company that embodies business integrity. In Chicago, I have found M13 Graphics. They do business honorably every single day. They are Chicago's leader in full-color design and printing. M13, they will design and print nearly anything for your business in only 24 to 48 hours. Business cards, postcards, posters, or brochures, you name it, they do it. M13, they have the right people in place and a reputation that keeps customers happy and coming back year after year after year. In this country, you're free to do business with whomever you choose. I urge you to choose M13 Graphics for all of your design and printing needs.
For the month of January, save 50% off everything at M13 Graphics. Valid only for retail website orders placed and paid for January 1st through 31st. Other restrictions may apply. Visit M13.com or call 877-613-1913. Mention offer code BECK50.
And now back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and I am here with Jeanette Cesaretti, the Director of Operations with Suburban Home Care. And Jeanette, let's talk about guilt.
Okay. Caregiver guilt?
Yes, caregiver guilt.
I can be very sympathetic to that subject on from a personal level. I am not only the operations manager at Suburban Home Care, but I am a family caregiver. I have my 80-year-old father living at home with my husband and I. And that came about due to that he broke his arm, and he also had an upper respiratory infection. And then we had a hip replacement. So we absolutely understand what families are going through. And what happens, I think, with the children who are relegated to becoming a caregiver, it's usually relegated to the person who lives closest, mm-hmm. as it was in my case. A lot of times it's the eldest female of the family. Now, we have two people working families right now, and we are in a poor economy. We have a situation where we have families that are having to take on these responsibilities for a loved one, and sometimes they're feeling, like you had said at the beginning in the intro, they're feeling overwhelmed and unprepared. And they're feeling is the guilt comes from a place of, I don't know that I can do this. I don't know that I want to do this.
And then on the other side of that guilt, what about the people that do hire a home a caregiver mm-hmm. to come in the home, and the guilt of saying, well, I could be doing this myself.
Sure. A lot of people think that they can do it alone, but then they become to realize that with their career and with their family, they may still have children in school or even college or, you know, high school or college. And with trying to operate their own lives, they find out that it is a very difficult thing to do. So it makes them feel guilty because their parents raised them. They sacrificed for them. They probably put them through school. They feel that they owe it to their mm-hmm. parent to take care of them. But we hope that they understand that there is a way that they can do both. They can supervise the care and still remain being the daughter or the son. We don't want to forget that there are some males who are also in this situation, and retain that family relationship with them while they're allowing a caregiver to come in and offer some help, some assistance.
That's why it's so important for this conversation to be talked about before it's needed, before
Absolutely.
Crisis mode. And why do you think families don't want to discuss it?
Well, I think that it's difficult for them to tell their parent that now I'm going to make decisions for you. I think that they find it difficult because they know it's going to cost money. Where are those funds going to come from? A lot of people have not pre-thought this throughout their lives. A lot of times in our life, we don't think about things like aging and making plans for that. A lot of people don't even make funeral arrangements, though we know that that is going to be an inevitability. We don't make those plans ahead of time. So it is something that becomes difficult as a conversation, and people tend to wait for it because it's an uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. But we want to try and help with that transition. That is why there are in-home care agencies out there. We need to find out what the goals are. Would they rather stay in the comfort of their own home? Would they rather be in a facility like an assisted living facility if they're more social and they want to make friends and they don't want to be alone? Those types of conversations are what we want to try and help families have and transition into the care.
Now, at the very beginning of my show, I said that people start to take on these little responsibilities, say on the weekend, I'm going to go help mom or dad get groceries or help with the yard. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of leads into more and more duties. And then what about little baby steps where I don't think a lot of people really realize that they can get a caregiver once a week.
Sure. They'll hear the term out there if they are researching this issue right now will be doing it in the near future. They'll hear the term respite care, and it comes from the word respite or rest. We are there to help the family or the family caregiver realize that for as little as 4 hours one day, you can ask for help. We do 2-hour visits if it's just for transportation, say to an outing to the hairdresser hairdresser, to the barber, to a doctor's appointment. It's 4 hours minimum for any personal care. And we're there to take care of anything in that personal care. That's transitioning, it's bathing, it's eating, dressing, grooming, incontinence, and then the activities of daily living. So they can start very slowly and for what they can afford, and we will be very willing to work with them all, anything in between, all the way up to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, live-in care.
Well, let's talk about suburban home care and ring, 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 I'm calling you. What mm-hmm. happens after that point?
Oh, well, it's a very simple process. We will take a brief phone inquiry, try to find out some of the particulars of the loved one who's needing the care. Why are they needing the care? Where is their, you know, physical and functional limitations? And then we go over exactly what we have to offer as far as services and our rates. And then we try to set up, if they are willing, to do a consultation in-home visit and assess the needs. Meet the client so that we know, because a lot of times the families don't even realize what type of care is needed. They may be in a little bit of denial. They may not know how to assess that themselves, and they're a little confused on, you know, how long somebody should be there or how often someone should be there. They may not know how to watch for things, issues like their health and wellness and nutrition. If they're getting enough fluid so that they don't get dehydrated and become hospitalized or rehospitalized, things like that can happen. So that's, and we do a personal safety check at the same time in the home, and then they can, you know, arrange care from there.
Now, I would think that it was very difficult for an aging loved one to, like you said, denial. You had used the word a little bit ago about mm-hmm. denial. Just the loss of independence can be difficult for someone. So I think there's another a good side to bringing a caregiver in, and that would be where the son or daughter continues to play the role or be in the role mm-hmm. as son or daughter, not caregiver.
Yeah, I think that that's what most people would choose if they were able to. And that's what we're there to help them do. The parents, a lot of people that we service, it begins with a lot of rebellion. They feel that loss of independence. I think the best thing that I can offer to the listening audience is that they remember, if they are the children helping to make this decision for in-home care or any type of supportive care for a loved one, that they remember to keep the parent involved in the decision. Unless they are suffering from advanced dementia and Alzheimer's, there is no reason they can't be part of the conversation. There will be rebellion, there will be resistance, but I will tell you that in my experience, within 1 week of care, they will suddenly say, "Don't take that caregiver away from me." They tend to bond and they start to like the help that they're receiving.
Just like the unknown of anything yeah. until you get into it. What about, you said involve the aging loved one. Let's talk about involving the whole family.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
All the siblings should be. And I
yes.
think that, you know, leads me into being, it's being difficult because so many families live in separate states.
Yeah.
They're not all around. So how do you work something, a situation like that with an assessment?
Well, you would like them to be involved. I'll tell you one circumstance. We had a daughter living in California, and her family was in the town that we're located in Downers Grove, and we were able to bring them in on a conference call, and so that they were able to hear over a speakerphone exactly what was going on during the assessment, and they could actually be part of the decision-making process. So we can bring families together that way. A lot of other families will arrange a time and a place where everyone can, you know, fly in or drive in and be part of that assessment. Other times they need to know that we have the technology today to keep them involved. We can email, we can, you mm-hmm. know, we can Skype.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We
there
can
you go.
Use the technology of today.
Especially with the holidays just past us, and, you know, a sibling comes in to visit from out of state, and the mom or dad, are they're very excited about the holidays mm-hmm. and them visiting, and they say to their mm-hmm. sibling, "They look fine to me. I don't know what you're talking about." And they're not there for the everyday, you know, everyday stresses mm-hmm. or to notice that their health is declining.
I've actually experienced that personally myself with my father. They have good days and bad days, and it sometimes is difficult for the person who's, you know, giving the care
the one who's responsible for it in the family, to make the rest of the family understand that there is a definitive need. I mean, they have their highs and their lows, their good days and their bad. Some days they can ambulate fine with a cane and others they cannot.
Well, hold that thought, Jeanette. Yes. When we get back, we're going to discuss why you do not want to hire a broken English-speaking person who lives down the street. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
About the economy. But no matter who wins the White House, you need to take care of your own financial house. Join us on Saturday, March 24th for the AM 560 Wealth Summit, featuring special guest Lou Dobbs of the Fox Business Channel. Learn how to protect and grow your wealth. To order your tickets, visit 560wind.com and search for the keyword wealth. That's 560wind.com, keyword wealth.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Most polls show Mitt Romney with a healthy lead on his rivals ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire primary.
Rick Santorum, who saw an uptick in the polls, along with other candidates John Huntsman and Newt Gingrich, keeping up an anti-Romney drumbeat, hoping to slow his momentum. Expect Ron Paul and Rick Perry to also step up criticism of the presumed primary frontrunner in a pair of weekend debates.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso in Manchester. Candidates also looking to the next primary, South Carolina. And the Texas girl deported to South America after claiming to be an illegal immigrant is back home.
Her family says she doesn't speak Spanish, has no ties to Colombia, and wonders why U.S. officials didn't do more to verify her identity.
I hope and pray that no one else have to go through what I went through.
Laureen Turner, the teen's grandmother.
Fox Radio, Sal Giangrasso. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The latest traffic every 15 minutes from the Rabine Paving Traffic Center.
I'm David James. Taking a look at the roads, we're in good shape on the Edens and the Kennedy. Both are rolling along at posted speeds, and the Eisenhower's clear. 55 and the Stevenson inbound are doing well. Stevenson outbound has a car in the ditch at Harlem. The Dan Ryan inbound has the left express lane closed from 35th to the Stevenson until 9 this morning. Still, it's just 15 minutes in from 95th. Traffic sponsored by New York Life Insurance Company. Find out how a company that's been protecting families for 166 years can help you guarantee a comfortable retirement and secure your financial future. To learn more, visit NewYorkLife.com. WIND weather for today, beautiful once again, mostly sunny skies, just a little bit cooler, high near 43, currently 34. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 WIND.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
This message is brought to you by Preppers, the disaster preparedness store. Please have a pen and paper handy. The food we eat, the water we drink, we take for granted. There may come a day when our food supply is not accessible. It's no longer if, it's when. Will you be prepared? This is not an alarmist getting ready for the zombie apocalypse thing. This could be a local storm that knocks out power. It could be a national disaster that knocks out the whole grid. At Preppers, the disaster preparedness store, owner Madeline Potts knows acquiring and storing supplies for such an event takes careful planning. That's why Preppers carries amazing products such as solar ovens, canning items, water brick storage units, and freeze-dried foods with a 30-year shelf life. Plus, Preppers will customize your food store to fit your family, space, and budget. Do you have that pen and paper? Call 219-365-2190. 219-365-2190 for hours and directions to Preppers, or Google Map 9167 Wicker Avenue, St. John, Indiana.
Sociologists have discovered the automotive world is divided into two parts, the haves and the have-nots. There are those who have car payments, and there are those who have not car payments. While the haves have car payments every month, have higher insurance payments, and have less money at the end of every month, the have-nots have not car payments, have not higher insurance payments, and have not to worry about where the next college tuition payment is coming from. But to be fair, the have-nots do have one thing. They have Merlin 200,000-mile shops. Merlin shops are geared to help the have-nots get all the miles their vehicles were designed to give. Merlin's exclusive drive for 200,000 is the easy and affordable maintenance program that helps the have-nots get more miles from their cars. So, drive into Merlin, because when it comes to monthly car payments, 'tis better to have not than to have.
At Merlin,
more life for you and your car.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And are you concerned about outliving your savings during retirement? The Will You Outlive Your Retirement Savings Workshop is presented by John O'Connor and Dana Rollman of O'Connor and Associates. John has 24 years of experience in the financial industry and the last 15 years as a safe money advisor. His specialty is helping people like you make the very most of your life savings. Call 800-955-0916 to reserve your seat for his workshop, or go to aginginforadio.com and click on the O'Connor and Associates ad to get to his website. Once again, that number is 800-955-0916. Well, I'm here with Jeanette Cesaretti from Suburban Home Care, and we were saying that there's pitfalls with hiring caregivers who may or may not speak really great English, but more importantly, the ones that do not work with a home care agency or work through a home care agency. So let's talk a little bit about that, because it is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the risks that people take when they do this?
Yeah, I think that this is something that we want to do a better job of taking care of our elderly in this country. And because of that, on September 1st, 2008, the elder abuse laws came into effect in this entire nation. Now, all of the agencies who are legal are mandated to be licensed through their state's Department of Public Health. Suburban Home Care is one of those agencies. You know, if you hire a private caregiver or an independent contractor, you actually become their employer. So we want people in their homes to know we fully understand that, you know, there are options to help them out with the expenses of in-home care. But they do need to know that if they do go to hire a private caregiver, their responsibilities are no different than any company in the nation. That means that they would have to withhold federal income tax, Social Security, Medicare, and FUTA taxes. They become an employer. And what we have seen, we've just honestly seen horrific stories that virtually come from everywhere. Families with the best intentions thinking they're saving money and that they've hired the right caregiver, they end up devastated. In a lot of cases and scenarios which we can offer to families, they literally will bond with the person that they're caring for and then hold them ransom. Say that they're going to go on an extended vacation because they're not legal and they go back to their country for months at a time, or they demand an increase in their rate of pay. And if you won't do it, they're going to turn you into the authorities. And believe me, families have been asked to pay back thousands in penalties and taxes. So if you really want to watch for
going to an agency and making sure that they can actually give you the documentation of their license, copy of their license. We bond our employees. You want a copy of the bond. You want a copy of their professional liability, automobile liability, know that they're carrying workers' compensation, so that at Suburban Home Care, we assume 100% liability and cover insurance.
And that's so important.
It is so important.
What would you give as some of the best practices for someone to use when researching a home care company?
Well, hopefully they're listening to Aging Info Radio.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to get the best resources there. That's my opinion.
Absolutely. I'll agree with that.
As they are researching, we hope that they will ask for that documentation. Because if they are a legal agency, we're talking about if they have made the choice to stay at home, as most people are going to do. We talk about the baby boomers are going to be making that choice in the future as well, not to go into a facility, a nursing home or assisted living. And if that is their choice, they need to make certain that they have a reputable company that they're working with and that that caregiver is a certified nursing assistant or mm-hmm. has been trained properly. They need to know that they are with a licensed agency and their caregivers are trained properly.
Where that's a really good question to ask during an assessment.
Absolutely.
How are you training your caregivers?
Absolutely.
How many caregivers work for your agency?
Mm-hmm.
How long have they worked there? I mean, some of these things are questions people do not know.
Right, they don't know to ask. And also keep in mind, however, that some of the caregivers that come to work for us, we try to keep our caregivers working 100% of the time. So we will have applicants that have not worked for our agency before, but they now need to know that we are doing digital fingerprinting in the state of Illinois. The Department of Public Health lists everyone online, and it is a shared database now between all facilities and all agencies. So we can check out the criminal backgrounds mm-hmm. of these people to make certain that there is no criminal activity. We check their motor vehicle records for any DUIs or any, bad behavior that's, persistent, in speeding tickets and the like. But they do need to know that they need to ask these questions of whoever is coming into their home to interview to be able to bring in a caregiver.
Absolutely. I would think, too, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the telltale signs of needing a professional caregiver. This is Aging Info Radio, and we'll be right back.
The latest traffic every 15 minutes from the Rabine Paving Traffic Center.
I'm David James. Taking a look at the roads, we have a pretty big fire burning in Schaumburg at 1234 Valley Lake Drive. That's right near Gulf Road. It's a full response second alarm. Some rescues were involved and ambulances are en route. The expressway is pretty good. Edens and the Kennedy are clear. No problems on the Eisenhower 55 or the Stevenson. The Dan Ryan inbound has the left express lane down from 35th to the Stevenson till 9 a.m., but no delays reported. Traffic sponsored by Pro Nutrients. And Pro Nutrients is a new line of select supplements from Centrum, an omega-3 probiotic and fruit and veggie that work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients help make nutrition possible. WIND weather for today, more sunshine, high near 43, currently 34. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 WIND.
Cancer's nothing to take lightly, so where you go to get treatment shouldn't be taken lightly either. You and your loved ones deserve the best technology has to offer. That's why this patient and friend was referred to DuPage Oncology over 8 years ago by a major university.
Hello, I'm Mark Durante. I'm a former cancer patient of Dr. Dennis Galinsky. I was diagnosed with a rare form of neck cancer, and I was in a quandary of where to go as far as treatments, and the hospitals in the area recommended DuPage Oncology. My experiences for the 2 months of treatments were absolutely positive, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. Thank you, Dr. Galinsky, and DuPage Oncology.
Through various treatment options such as cone beam CT, IMRT, IGRT, and the CyberKnife, DuPage Oncology Center treats cancer with precise pinpoint accuracy. If you need cancer care, you deserve the DuPage Oncology Center. Call DuPage Oncology Center at 630-690-3400 or visit DuPageOncologyCenter.com. DuPage Oncology Center, personalized cancer care.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-616-7955.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-616-7955. That's 1-800-616-7955.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and as Sue says today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better. Do not be telling others yes while you are telling yourself no. I'm here once again with Jeanette. We're still here, right, Jeanette?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Jeanette Cesaretti, the Director of Operations with Suburban Home Care, and Suburban Home Care's phone number is 630-964-9000. You can also find their link on our website at aginginforadio.com, and it will lead you directly to their site. Now, Jeanette, let's discuss some of the signs that an adult family member should be receiving with home care. I mean, or versus being alone. Like, what are some of the signs that come about that says, you know what?
They're ready for care.
They're ready for suburban home care.
You know, the easiest way that I talk to families that call into suburban home care is to use your five senses and then definitely your sixth, if you have any of that. You need to know that when you go to visit your loved one, if they're still living alone in their own home or condominium, and no one is living with them, or, you know, maybe your mom and dad are still together, but you need to pay attention to some things. How are they driving? Can they still drive safely? Are they leaving the stove on? Do you notice any types of, you know, odors in the home? Is the refrigerator filled with food as it normally would be? Is the milk fresh? These are some of the things that you can be looking for. Look at them. Are they looking pale? Are they looking wan? Are they looking tired? Do you notice any signs of depression? Do they keep the lights off? All of these types of things are tips and tricks we try to help family members take a look at when they're going to visit them, so that before there's a fall in the home, or before a catastrophe of a fire in the home, they're paying attention to these things. Or, you know, before there's an accident and they're driving and they should no longer be driving, take heed, okay, of these types of things. And that's really your first inclination that you might want to address the subject with the rest of the family.
Now, technology is moving all of us forward very quickly.
Yes, it is.
There are products out there, like video cams, that can actually place or monitors that tell you that someone did get out of bed and that they are up and...
Yeah, that's a fabulous idea. I mean, there's that. And also, you know, when we have caregivers in the home, we use baby monitors. I mean, I know it becomes a difficult thing to call it a baby monitor. We just call it a monitor if we're in, you know, caregiving
in
the home.
Call it a big baby monitor.
Big baby. There you go. Big baby monitor. But it is a... there are helpful tools that really can help the family caregivers with... or an in-home caregiver from an agency such as ours, to help know, are they moving around? Are they going to be okay? Do they need any assistance?
So, now, the greatest generation are the ones that are calling forth for the care right now, or possibly even the silent generation. But that greatest generation were so independent. They did not want to spend money if they didn't have to. And
that's
you probably cross paths with a lot of families where that person says, no, I'm not hiring out.
That greatest generation were survivors. That's why. Absolutely. That's the word. They were survivors. They survived the Great Depression. They survived the wars. They had to rebuild after that, and they raised families, and they did it on very little money, and they learned how to eat. I believe my father would tell me over and over again that it was, you know, that hot cereal and potatoes. They learned how to scrimp and save, and so for them, yes, to spend the money is difficult. We hear that a lot when families call us.
How do you overcome the rebuttals?
Best way we overcome the rebuttals that I have found is because I know that truthfully those parents love those children. And the best way that we overcome the rebuttal and the, I'm forgetting the word, but the rebuttals is that you love your children and they need to continue on with their lives. So when the loved one understands, they'll always say, but I want my son or my daughter to care for me. And maybe they even say they should be caring for me. The best way we combat that is to talk about their relationship. And do you still want them to be your son and daughter? And don't you want the best for them? Didn't you always want the best for them? And they say yes. And then they realize that it is becoming overwhelming and too much for that family member to handle. And because they love them, they accept the care and the help.
And you would much rather go visit your mother or father being in the role as son or daughter,
yes,
versus going to care for them.
Yes, coming from the other side of that coin, that child would rather continue that relationship with their parent as a son or a daughter and not have to change into the caregiver. I mean, we are talking about the most intimate personal care, which is another reason why, obviously, these very independent people have trouble with accepting the care. Can you imagine what it would feel like after living your life, raising your family, building a home, building possibly a business, that you now have to accept a stranger coming into the home to take care of your most intimate personal care? It is a very difficult thing to accept, and we sympathize with that and help the families transition through that.
That's why I'm such a big advocate of taking those baby steps.
Yes.
You know, little bit at a time.
Sure. They don't have to jump into it where somebody's moving into their home. It isn't usually the case. That can be the case if it is prescribed by a doctor after surgery, certainly that they cannot handle any of their personal care activities of daily living alone, but not always the case.
Well, Jeanette, when we get back from our break, I want you to tell us how what you do at Suburban Home Care to develop a great plan of care.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
You know you need to do it. Until you own at least some gold and silver, you're deeply vulnerable to the weakening dollar and financial turmoil. Independent Living Bullion sells pure gold and silver for both protection and profit. Call today. Mention this radio ad and they'll ship your order for free. Total privacy. No pressure. Their prices are the closest to melt value. 1-800-800-1865 or www.independentlivingbullion.com. 800-800-1865. 365 or independentlivingbullion.com.
Hi, this is Carl Amari, host of Hollywood 360. Join me when I play the best in classic radio, Jack Benny, Inner Sanctum, The Lone Ranger, and more, plus celebrity interviews, trivia contests, film reviews, and much, much more. Don't miss Hollywood 360 every Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight here on Chicago's AM 560 WIND.
Hollywood 360 is brought to you by Woodside Ranch Resort and Sports Complex near the Dells.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And if you are a business and would like to get your company known in the aging and elder care industry, contact Aging Info Radio. We have numerous types of marketing partnerships available to brand your company in our growing aging and elder care industry, covering six Chicagoland counties, as well as being involved with our Aging Info Radio show. Call 866-560-3965. Once again, that is 866-560-3965, or you can email info@agingInfoRadio.com. Well, here we are, Jeanette. We're in our last segment of the show.
Yeah, it went so quickly.
Doesn't it always?
Yes.
So what would you say from a personal place suburban home care does to develop a great plan of care?
Well, I will come from a personal place on that. As I stated earlier, I have my father living with my husband and I in our home. And what is important to me would be the same way I would be looking for a caregiver for my own father. I'm fortunate enough to have my husband at home. But if I were to choose that caregiver, it's the same way I go into someone else's home to choose a caregiver for them. We not only want to choose that based on schedule and skill, we want to base it on the family dynamic. I want that family to know that we're there to work with them and that we're there to support the family and all members of the family, as well as the loved one needing the care. If they do not like the caregiver that we've chosen for them, we want them to know they always have the right to choose someone else. And we have many people that are available in the industry to work with them.
And real quick, Jeanette, what would your words of wisdom be for the day?
Well, just make certain that you are choosing a reputable agency to bring a caregiver into your home and call Suburban Home Care.
That's right.
That's right.
630-964-9000. And once again, their website is suburbanhomecare.com. And I'm with Jeanette Cesaretti, the Director of Operations. She will take very, very good care of you.
Thank you, Sue.
So besides that, any other words of wisdom or final goodbyes?
Final goodbyes. We just would really love to be able to continue to educate everyone out there and to help them with this issue that every single one of us at some point in our life are going to be affected by.
Yes, I really am an advocate to talk to a home care company long before a crisis
begins. Don't wait.
I mean, you will have so much more peace of mind knowing what would be coming down the pipeline if you had a situation where you definitely needed a home care.
And there's no charge for just a consultation. They can call us and we can come out just to meet with them so that they can interview me and the agency. And they may not need care for months, but at least they're starting that process.
And if you are helping out an aging loved one and you need respite care, it would be really good to have that on the back burner, and you could do that in advance with Suburban Home Care.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Jeanette.
Oh, thank you, Sue.
Well, thank you for your rise and shine attitude today to seize your day while listening to Aging Info Radio. Our shows are archived at agingInfoRadio.com. We list our future guests and more. You can follow Aging Info Radio on Facebook, LinkedIn, or tweet with us on Twitter. I am Susan Zawacki, your host, and we will be back next Saturday morning. And starting right now, you make it a great day. And on an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Generations and generations.
And more generations.
And they met her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this.
Suburban Home Care has been proud to bring you Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560 WIND.